California, the makers of Old Gold cigarettes, presents The Comedy Theater. The only radio program that brings you every week the greatest stars in the greatest comedies. Tonight's play, RKO's A Girl, A Guy, and A God, starring George Murphy and Lucille Ball. And here is the director of the Old Gold Comedy Theater, Mr. Harold Lloyd.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You know, we on the Old Gold Comedy Theater make a habit of defying tradition. For example, in casting tonight's play, A Girl, A Guy, and A Gob, instead of doing the usual thing, getting the stars of the film version, we're trying a new approach. We've got the stars of the film version. And here they are, George Murphy and Lucille Ball.
Good evening, and to continue this remarkable coincidence, the director of tonight's show was the original producer of the picture, Mr. Harold Lloyd.
And to continue, George, you and I were signed to play the roles on the Old Gold Comedy Theater on Sunday, February 11th, and here we are.
Amazing, Lucille.
Astounding.
Unbelievable.
Lucille, yeah. I hope that you get as big a kick out of playing the role of Dorothy Duncan tonight as you did the role you played in the forthcoming Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer production, Without Love. How about you, George? Are you ready to play the role of Coffee Cup the Sailor?
Oh, boy, am I. I've been wearing tight pants for 2 weeks.
How about you, Lucille?
Harold, take it easy.
Heaven help a sailor on a night like this. Well, let's get to work. Uh-oh, I forgot one thing. There's another guy in this picture. His name is Stephen Herrick of the firm of Martin and Herrick. He's taking his girl to a concert in Carnegie Hall, where a famous pianist has drawn an enthusiastic audience. And wouldn't you know it?
This is preposterous, Usher. This is my box.
I'm terribly sorry, sir. The young lady and her party have the tickets.
But I tell you, I lost my tickets.
I'm sorry, sir.
Mr. Herrick has had this box for 5 years.
Look, bud, look. It ain't very often I get a chance to hear a concert, see? So would you kind of be quiet and pipe down? You've already made me miss 2 arpeggios.
This is ridiculous. Call the manager.
What do you want to call the manager for? He's heard the music before.
He has? How remarkable.
Young lady, where did you get these tickets?
We bought them, of course. Didn't we, Coffee Cup?
Sure, we bought them, like she said.
So now, will you please go away?
I will not go away.
Oh, you won't. Coffee Cup, hand me my bag.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Dottie. Wait a minute. Don't get hasty.
I said, give me my bag.
Okay, honey. Here you are.
Thank you. Mister, you asked for this.
Oh, my head.
Gee, without a bomb sight.
Really? Such common people. Stephen, we're going to see the manager. Who do they think they are?
Well, I don't know for sure, Dottie, but look, maybe I ought to explain something to you.
Harris, the shirt, that's what. Coffee Cup, You did buy these tickets, didn't you?
Well, not exactly. You see, a friend of mine came up and he gave them to me. Yeah, that was how it happened. A friend gave them to me and...
Coffee Cup, even I don't believe that.
Well, I don't either. If you want to know the truth... I found him in the street.
Oh, Coffee Cup, no.
Yes, I did.
I've never been so embarrassed in my life. Come on, let's get out of here.
Well, it's okay with me.
Oh,
you want to know something, Donnie? For my dough, Count Basie's got it all with this guy, Josie Eterby.
It's not Josie, it's Jose. In Spanish, J is pronounced like H.
Oh, well, let's go.
Where to?
Let's go to a ham session. I'm a hitter bug.
Coffee Cup. Bend your head down.
Oh,
here.
No,
Dad. Come on.
Oh, do I have to?
Yes.
All right. Oh, hey, you must have got a new compact.
Good morning, Mr. Harris.
Where's Miss Comstock? Please find Miss Comstock and tell her to come in.
Yes, Mr. Harris. All right, Miss Duncan, this is it. Now, be careful what you do and say. He's in a bad mood this morning, and he doesn't know he's getting a new secretary. All right, go on in.
Take a letter, Miss Comstock.
Mr. Harry, Miss Comstock.
I'm trying to come. You!
Hello, I'm Miss Duncan.
Where's your bag, or is that our new secret weapon?
Oh, please, I'd like to explain about last night. I didn't...
There's nothing to explain.
Well, but I'm afraid you got the wrong impression.
Impression? Does this lump on my head look like an impression? What was in that handbag anyway, a lock?
No, but it might have been a good idea.
The incident's closed. Now, will you please get out? Where's Miss Comstock?
Miss Comstock eloped.
She can't do that to me.
Want
to
bet?
Get out.
I'm going to get out. I wouldn't work for you if it was the last job on earth. I'd take a pail and mop and crawl on my hands and knees before I'd work for a midget-minded stuffed shirt like you.
Is that all you have to say?
No, that's not all I have to say. I was in the wrong last night, but I didn't know it at the time. I gave Coffee Cup, he's my boyfriend, his real name's Claudius Cup, and that's why he changed it. I gave him the money to buy the tickets, and he lost the money on a horse. He was trying to get enough for us to have a honeymoon, you see, and, well, I didn't know he'd found yours, the tickets, I mean. I didn't find out until I was...
All right, Miss Duncan. You must have been vaccinated with a phonograph needle. Well, let's get on with this letter, shall we? To Mr. Daniel Carter, Postgate Warrior.
No kidding. I'm telling you, it's beautiful, Eddie.
Ah, you're just saying that, Coffee Cup.
No, honest, I'm not. That's a nut. You know, that's the most beautiful one I ever saw in my whole life, except maybe one I saw in Sydney, Australia.
Yeah?
Hey, what are you two gobs mooning about?
Hey, hiya, Dot. You're late.
I know. I had to take the 1 o'clock lunch hour. Who's your boyfriend?
Tim, oh, that's Eddie. He's a friend of mine off the ship. Dot, look, I want you to see something. He's got the most beautiful tattoo you ever saw in your life.
Oh.
Two rose-colored battleships on a sea of azure green with a red sun setting behind them.
Yeah.
Yeah, right here, Fed.
Hey, this is in public.
Oh, he's not bashful. Go ahead, show her. Take a look at that, huh? Ain't that a honey? Oh, boy. Dot, why can't I...
The answer is no, Coffee Cup.
Just one battleship?
No.
Maybe a light cruiser?
No.
What about a robo?
No.
All right, I'll settle for a pair of water rings.
No tattoos.
Oh, okay. That's what I was afraid of. Always taking a joy out of life. Okay, Eddie. Show her how you can grow.
How he can what?
Grow. Eddie grows 4 inches right in front of you.
Are you kidding?
What? Show her, Eddie. Here, stand over there against the wall like that.
Like this?
Yeah, that's right.
Yes,
that's right. Now, look,
see.
Doc. Look, now. You see, he's only as high as that birdcage in the window.
Yeah.
Now, you keep your eye on him and watch him grow.
Hey, what's the day?
Well, my friend here, he grows 4 inches.
You kidding, Bud?
That's what I said.
Yeah. What do you know, Phil? This guy claims his friend can grow 4 inches.
Yeah, I'm about to bust a jealous laughing.
Oh, yeah?
Well, take a look at this. He's already grown an inch. He was only as high as that birdcage when he started.
Hey, that's right. He is growing. He must be at least an inch taller already.
Sure, he's been doing that.
Say, what's all the clown?
That's it. His friend claims he can grow 4 inches.
4 inches?
Yeah.
Why, that's ridiculous.
I'll say
no,
ridiculous.
No, it's not. He... Oh, Mr. Harry, hello.
Hello, Miss Duncan.
Oh, this is Coffee Cup. Coffee Cup, this is my boss, Mr. Harry.
Hiya,
hello.
Boss. And this other sailor here is Eddie, my pal.
How do you do?
Hey, she do. Go ahead and show him. Show him how you grow 4 inches, Eddie. Go on.
You mean right in front of me?
Smack bam.
Just watch.
Now watch. His heels are flat on the ground. So nothing phony about this. He's already grown 2 inches.
Yeah, it's a fake.
Oh, what do you mean it's a fake? He was only as tall as a birdcage when he started. He's 2 inches taller now.
And $5 says it's as tall as he can.
$5 is in
Coffee
cup.
Oh, my dough's in my other pants. I only had my other pants
on. Mr. Harry, I hate to do this, but would you let me have $5, please?
$5?
Yeah.
Why, yes, gladly.
Okay, you. Our money's up. Where's yours? You're holding stakes, Mr. Harry.
Here you are, $5.
You sure you can do it, Eddie?
Remember that time in Shanghai? 4.5 inches.
Yeah, but you were drunk that night.
Where's the mark?
Right here.
That's right, mark it.
Hey, you got a pencil or something, Mr. Harry?
Oh, yes, I have.
Okay, buddy, hold it right here and mark the spot.
Well, I... All right, but...
Attaboy, Eddie. All right, now turn it on here. Come on. Come on, Eddie, boy. Pick up an inch.
He'll never make it. Oh, I got left to do with a pencil.
Come on, kid. A quarter of an inch. Attaboy. You're making it.
Yes! Hey, you let that pencil slip.
I give you my word.
Hey, that's him. I want my dough.
Oh, well, look, you're right.
Hey, keep off my face.
Yeah, that's a pretty big order, Charlie, with feet like them.
Oh, it's just so.
Yes, and if you don't like it, what are you going to do about it?
This!
Oh, you missed me.
Hey, be careful. You'll break that window.
Watch out, Mr. Harris. That guard!
What?
Oh, why, you big lug hitting
I'm a defenseless man. You just wait. I'll show you.
Hey, Doc, Doc, where's the boss?
Right here. That big lug knocked him out.
And who knocked out the big lug?
I did. I put a rock in my purse.
Oh, honey, you think of everything, don't you?
Two coming up in just 60 seconds. Meanwhile, here's Bob Williams, who says...
When you're waiting for a table in a restaurant and folks just linger and linger over their coffee as if they're staging a sit-down strike, don't pull the chairs from under them. Say to yourself,
why be irritated? Let an old go.
No question about it. There's a heap of comfort and enjoyment in a fine cigarette, but only if it isn't harsh or dry.
And so, old goes, fine tobaccos, are conditioned with a special moisture-protecting agency we call apple honey, made from the juice of fresh apples. This actually helps prevent cigarette dryness.
And in addition, Old Gold's unique blend of many great tobaccos is enriched with rare imported Latakia tobacco, adding extra flavor to your smoking pleasure.
You want all that in a cigarette. Extra flavor, extra pleasure, plus extra special protection against cigarette dryness.
And that's what you get in Old Gold. So try a pack soon as you can. And remember, when the gremlins gang up on you, why be irritated? Light an old gold. And now back to Harold Lloyd and the second act of tonight's Old Gold Comedy Theater presentation, A Girl, A Guy, and a God, starring George Murphy and Lucille Ball. All right, Mr. Lloyd.
As Stephen Herrick found out, almost anything can happen when a guy gets mixed with a gal and a gob, especially when the gal is Dot and the gob is Coffee Cup. Anyway, Stephen Herrick was knocked out cold in a street riot, caused by the fact that some mysterious bystander didn't believe that Coffee Cup's friend Eddie could grow 4 inches. Now, Coffee Cup and Dot had taken Stephen home to Dot's house and deposited him on the sofa with a sleeping powder to calm his nerves. It is some hours later, and the Duncan household is a scene of feverish activity.
Well, it won't be long now. The doctor says Mrs. Leibowitz is doing fine. The baby will be here any minute now. Oh, Mr. Herrick, you're looking better.
Hi, Mr. Herrick.
Hi, Mr. Herrick.
Well, I don't think I'm...
You wasn't feeling so good when Coffee Cup carried you in. I say you better keep that blanket over you tomorrow. Get you around the men in your pants. Ooh, 5:30. Time for the lone stranger.
Oh, get along there with you, boy. Get after him. After him, boy. Get along there.
I beg your pardon, Mrs. Duncan.
For what?
My trousers. I was...
Ah, you don't have to beg my pardon for your pants. Coffee Cup told me how they got torn.
But would you get them for me and tell me...
Poor Mrs. Leibowitz up there having a baby, and you worry me about your pants.
Excuse me.
Hey, how are you? How you feeling,
boy? All right, but I... Oh, hello, Coffee Cup.
Oh, gee, boys, you were swelling that mix-up out there. Great, magnificent, but you got to learn to keep your left hand high right up in front of you.
Would you mind?
Right down. Here comes the most exciting part. Here comes the most exciting part.
Deal their cattle, will you? Take that! In there! In there!
Ah, I told you, he got him. I knew he would. Take that! Two can play at that game, Jeff Warner.
Oh, Pop, you've got me. You've got me dead to rights, Pop. I'm shot. You better hit the bus, boss. Besides, Pop, when he gets mad, if you shoot him, shoot you, and you don't fall.
You like cigars? You like cigars, Mr. Harris?
Why, yes,
you
I...
You got any?
Yes, in my...
I know your coat. So don't get up. I'll go get them myself.
Why does he talk so loud, Coffee?
He used to work in a boiler factory. You got 2 bits, boss?
Well, my pants are...
Okay, never mind. You owe the Pop 2 bits. Here, take a piece of paper out of the hat.
Yes, but I...
Here, let me see what you draw. 6.5 pounds? Oh, not a chance. There ain't been a Leibowitz yet under 8 pounds.
Coffee Cup. Get up there to the Leibowitz's and look after little Izzy. He just bit the doctor on the leg.
What do you want me to do, fight Izzy?
And water. Get lots of water, Coffee Cup.
Okay, Mama.
My pants.
Your pants?
Your pants, your pants. Here you are.
I got you.
No, you didn't, Dottie. I got you.
Hiya, Bob. Hello, Ma. Where's Coffee Cup? Hey, I do 9 pounds. Did I win the pool, Mom?
The doctor's up there now, Dottie.
Here, give me Mr. Harry's pass, Pop. Who patched these?
I did. Not bad, is it? Not bad, is it, Mr.
No.
I'm sorry about the pants, Mr. Herrick, but all Pa could find for a pack was a flower bag. All you can read, though, is eventually. Why not now? Put them on and I'll set the table. We'll set the table. Well, come on, Pa.
We'll all set the table.
Do you like corned beef and cabbage, Mr. Harry?
Yes, but really, I have to run. I had an engagement.
I know. Your fiancé, Miss Grange, called.
Oh, you didn't tell her that I...
No, I simply said you'd be out of the office all afternoon. Listen. It's another new Leibowitz. Long live Leibowitz number 9!
Happy birthday to you.
I'm sorry I'm so late getting back from lunch, Mr. Harry.
That's all right.
Oh, I got a pretty good excuse, though. Look.
Why, it's an engagement ring. Let me see it.
Yeah, on a clear, sunny day, if you're standing in the right spot, there's a sparkle.
Congratulations. It's very lovely.
Well, you didn't have to say that.
It's the sentiment it stands for. You and Coffee Cup have started with a swell foundation.
Mm-hmm. And this is a cornerstone.
By the way, why do they call him Coffee Cup? He doesn't look like a mug to me.
Haven't you ever noticed his ears?
Well, ears or not. Ears or not, Coffee Cup certainly is a lucky guy.
Well, he sure had better be lucky tonight.
Oh? You're getting married tonight?
No, tonight he's wrestling with a man.
With a man?
Yeah. They don't allow women wrestlers at the arena.
The arena?
Yeah. Coffee Cup has an important match there tonight. If he wins, we can get married before his leave is over.
You know that?
Hmm?
I shouldn't say this, but I could almost hope that Coffee Cup loses tonight.
So could I. What am I saying? Coffee Cup's just gotta win.
Coffee Cup. What do you want to ask Harry to be the best man for?
Huh?
Don't you know he's in love with her, too?
Hey, what are you trying to cook up? Where do you get that stuff?
Well, I didn't say she fell for him. She's marrying you, ain't she?
Well, sure.
He can't help it if he's stuck on her, I suppose. Besides, you wouldn't want to marry a dame no one else would have, would you?
Miss Duncan! Is Miss Duncan here?
Here I am. I'm Miss Duncan.
Oh. Well, I'm Mr. Higginbotham, the star photographer here.
Yeah, you do.
The regular service of the chapel, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you'd all stand just a little closer together.
Huh? Oh, just a minute.
A little to the left, please, and join hands.
Well, I'm not the groom.
This is no time for kidding, young fellow. I can tell by the look in your eyes.
Well, wait a minute there, Charlie. You better take a look at my eyes, then.
You mean you're the groom?
Why, sure. In the flesh, exactly as advertised.
Well, what do you know about that? I'd bet my last flash bulb.
Hey, wait a minute. Coffee Cup. If this ain't pepped up, we'll have to shove off without kissing the bride.
And that's the best part of the wedding.
See, how about kissing her now? Then if we have to run out, are you wise?
Well, that's an idea.
Now, wait. Take it easy, fella. Look at Dot. You wouldn't mind if the fellas off the ship, you know, if they kiss you before the wedding because they're kind of late. You wouldn't mind, would you, Dot?
Of course not, Coffee Cup.
Okay, mates, line up there. Jim, you're first. And you, Hal. Tom. Hey, Lee. Take it easy there. Take it easy. Look out there. Louise, Mac. Okay, boss, now it's your turn.
George one, boss, you next.
Well, come on, make it unanimous, boss.
I don't have to be back on board ship.
Oh, what's the matter?
Oh, he's back, boss.
Oh, look, he's back. He's going to do that,
sir. All right, grab him.
I got her.
Come on, kisser.
No, let me go, please.
What's that?
Rita, she was laughing.
What's the matter with you?
Wait a minute. Girls are kind of funny, fellas. I don't quite know what's the matter myself.
You know, sir, it was very funny. Really funny. Me mistaking you for the groom, wasn't it? I'd have sworn you were the man.
Yes.
Very funny.
Yeah. Excuse me for a minute, will you, fellas? I guess I better go up and talk to Doc for a second. Yeah, I better.
Okay,
yeah.
But hurry.
Yeah, we gotta go.
I'll leave up in the house.
Hey, Spindleshank. Hey, wait a minute, hold it. What's the matter, chum? Your mascara's all down on your chin.
What will he think of me?
You mean Stephen Herrick? Oh, if that's all that's bothering you.
If that's all.
Oh, I get it.
I'm sorry, Coffee Cup.
No, that's all. That's all right. Here, blow hard.
Thank you.
Well, you can do better now.
I don't know what came over me.
Well, don't try to remind yourself. Yeah, you wouldn't believe it, but I blew up once, too. Tonight I joined the Navy. I was just about in, and then all of a sudden I boil up, and I'm not sure about it. I don't know whether I want in or I don't want in. Or, you know, it couldn't be like that with you, could it?
Coffee Cup, what are you driving
well,
at?
Well, I don't know. First up, guys were all talking, and this photographer fella run in, and I just didn't think, you know. I mean, about the way you feel about Mr. Herrick.
Stephen Herrick?
Gee, I'm awful dumb sometimes.
Oh, Coffee Cup, I wouldn't have you one bit different from the way you are.
Thanks, Benson. That goes for me, too. Look, honey, I'll wait for you outside, huh? You
all right. I'll be right out as soon as I fix my face.
How is she? What's the matter, Coffee Cup?
Yeah, what's the law about?
Take it easy.
Yeah, what
was
the matter, Coffee Cup?
She's all right. She just felt a little bad on account of what you might think.
What could I think, other than that she's fine and sweet and wonderful?
Yeah, I know. Look, will you do something for me? Would you go in and tell her that? If it was the other way around, I'd do it for you. I just got a sneaking hunch that'll make everything all right.
Okay.
Hey, Eddie, where's Doc's mother?
Inside the chapel, waiting.
Well, look, will you go in and tell her, say I want to get some cigarettes.
Oh, I got cigarettes.
Yeah, I got some, too.
Here's a pack.
Yeah, I got a pack, too.
No, well, look, I want to get some of my own. Just tell her that.
While we're waiting for Act 3, here's Bob Williams with a special word for women. Of course, the men can listen, too, if they wish.
Say, gals, when he says that he was just looking to see if her figure was as good as yours, don't go home to mother. After all...
Why be irritated? Like an old gold.
Yes, smokers, you can figure on real enjoyment in the swell extra flavor of an old gold. Plus, it's special protection against cigarette dryness.
Listen... Old Gold's grand blend of fine tobaccos, with its touch of rare, extra-fragrant Latakia tobacco, is specially conditioned with apple honey to help preserve the natural moisture, to help prevent cigarette dryness. So for a better, keener, zestier smoke, light an Old Gold.
And friends, please remember, even though we're producing all the cigarettes possible without sacrificing any of Old Gold's quality, the men and women in our armed forces get first consideration. But we're doing our utmost to assure fair distribution of all remaining Old Golds. So if you must be content with substitute brands today, be content to know that tomorrow, if you ask, your dealer may have Old Golds. Now back to tonight's Old Gold Comedy Theater presentation, A Gal, A Guy, and the Gob, starring George Murphy and Lucille Ball. All right, Mr. Lloyd.
Well, the wedding does seem to be a bit different. The bride is there, the best man is there, but the groom has taken a powder on the pretext of trying to get some cigarettes. How ridiculous. Everyone knows it's easy to get cigarettes. But right now, Dot and the best man are together. Dot is speaking.
Stephen, I wonder why it is sometimes when you're the happiest, you cry, and when you're the saddest, you laugh.
It's explained somewhere. It used to get me, but not lately. Not since I've been riding around on a pink cloud with you and Coffee Cup. Hey, where is Coffee Cup, Eddie?
That's what I'd like to know. He said he was going for cigarettes.
I have cigarettes.
Yeah, I got cigarettes.
We all got cigarettes. Hey, wait a minute. I'll be right back.
Oh, but Stephen...
Coffee cup. Wait. Coffee cup.
Cab. Cabby, follow that sailor on the motorcycle.
Yes, sir.
The truck was?
And ruined the front of this store.
Oh, well.
Come on now, I'm going to take you back if I have to take you unconscious.
You know, boss, you're a swell guy, and I'm very fond of you, and I hate to do this, but... Sorry. Hey, driver, come here. Give me a lift. Will you help me get him into the cab? Take it easy. Don't bump his head. Easy does it. There you are. Now back to the chapel.
Okay, boy.
Here you go. Take it easy now.
Here.
Help me prop him up against the door on the porch. That's right. You got a pencil with you?
What for?
Well, I want to write a little note on his shirt front.
You sure pack a mean lift, Taylor.
Oh, thanks. There you are. I guess that does it.
Uh-huh.
Come on, let's get going.
Okay.
Okay, buddy. Blow your horn and blow it loud. And now take me to the Navy Yard and step on it.
Stephen, what happened?
Look, they left a sheet of directions with him. What does it say?
It says, Doc, this guy loves you, and I know now you love him. It's a good thing I found out before it was too late. See you next time I'm on leave. Coffee cup. P.S. The wedding's all paid for. Why don't you use it? And you and him get married. Oh, coffee cup. Coffee cup.
Coffee cup. Hey, coffee cup. Wait for me.
Oh, hiya. Hi, Eddie. Say, what happened back there, Eddie?
Well, she did like you told her and married him.
Uh-huh.
Hey, where was you going in such a hurry?
Oh, yeah, that. Oh, I nearly forgot. Look, Eddie, on the level. Which do you think would look better? I mean, on a man of my color. A blue battleship on a vermilion background, or a crimson battleship with a royal purple sky and green waves all around.
Now, this is Harold Lloyd.
George Murphy.
Lucille Boggs.
Saying goodnight to you for Old Gold. And I hope that you'll be with us again next Sunday when the Old Gold Comedy Theater presents Jack Haley, Jimmy Gleason, and Eve Arden in The Milky Way. See you then.
A Girl, a Guy, and a Gob was presented through the courtesy of RKO Studios, producers of Experiment Perilous. George Murphy appeared through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, producers of the Technicolor picture National Velvet. And now until next Sunday night, don't let little annoyances get you down. Why be irritated? Light an Old Gold. Its tobaccos are conditioned with apple honey to help guard against cigarette dryness and gives you more smoking pleasure. And now this is Bob Williams saying good night for Old Gold.
The National Broadcasting Company.